And at this time on KCNI KBBN Radio, visiting with Tom Griffith, who is involved with the Broken Bow Spirit softball program and also serves as president for the Diamond Youth Organization here in Custer County. And he joins us on the phone now as we talk about a real exciting tournament that is going to be coming up here in Broken Bow this coming weekend. It's year number two of the Spirit of the Sandhill Softball Tournament, and Tom joins us to talk about it. Tom, first off, thank you for taking the time to visit with us. I know that this is something that you guys started a year ago, and now as we come into year number two, I'm sure you're excited about the event once again.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's this has been a dream of several of us of the DYO board of getting a tournament here in Broken Bow and using the facilities that we have. It's a beautiful complex. We need to put it to use. So that's kind of the approach we're taking. So,
Tom, I think back to last year when we were talking about the event going on for the first time. If I remember correctly, I think Mother Nature kind of intervened a time or two, but it seems like last year's event really went well for you.
It did. It went very well. I mean, it was, Mother Nature, it gave us quite a bit of rain the whole time. Not enough to shut us down until the very end of the tournament. In fact, I think I'm trying to remember how many games we had scheduled, but I think we ended up only missing, basically the championship games for each age group and, maybe one or two other games. And, to have the weather we had last year and get that far through a tournament just speaks a lot for the facility and what the city's done and what we've done together with the city to get those fields to where we can play on them in that type of weather.
Tom, we all know what COVID-19 has done as far as scheduling things and stuff, but the ability to still have this tournament, I'm guessing maybe a couple of months ago, you were wondering if this was even going to be possible. It has to feel good that with the way things have kind of changed with the COVID-19 situation, that you'll be able to sponsor and put on this event this year.
Yeah, it really has. And you're right. Back in May, actually even back as far as April, the State USA Softball group had contacted all of us that were hosting tournaments, and ours was one where they said, you have to cancel the tournament or move it to another date. We were originally supposed to have this in June, I think the last weekend in June, and they were going to play district softball tournaments that weekend with the shortening of the season and everything. So at that point, we talked about it, and we didn't want to cancel. We wanted to continue on, and so we picked, 10th, 11th, and 12th, and decided that we're just going to plan that it's going to happen and move forward. So we've been doing a lot of upgrades to the fields, put some basically temporary fences in. Softball fields are a little bit shorter than what the fences are up there for girls anyway. Men's softball, obviously you want to have them out there quite a ways, but so we moved in the temporary fences for about 225 feet. We've been had what two three weekends where we've worked up there making improvements. Spent about $7,000 of money that we've raised over the last from the tournament last year and from fundraisers and everything else, putting it back into the fields to get them ready for another year of tournaments. And again, we've been planning and that it's going to go forward. So, and we're here, and right now we're still moving forward. It's always that possibility that, could get rained out, could get things like any number of things this year to knock us off. But we're planning that it's a go, and we'll start Friday night playing.
Tom, I know that I have visited with you prior to this interview. It sounds like there has been great interest in the tournament this year.
There absolutely has. With the way, things have happened with, like we said, canceling of tournaments and stuff, we have 36 teams ready to play this Saturday. Last year, I think we had about 16 or 17 teams. And what that amounts to for games, we'll have roughly 90 games played Friday through Sunday evening, and we'll have, 36 teams, figure 12 girls a team. Have a lot of kids, girls up there playing ball, and a lot of parents, a lot of family members here in town. From what I understand, hotel rooms are filled up, campsites, camper or RV parking, and all that stuff is pretty well filled up through town. So, we've pretty much doubled in size, and right now we're kind of at that limit. I've actually had to turn away about 14 teams that saying we just don't have room to play that many teams. So we could probably do it if we played all day Friday, but getting volunteers and umpires to do that for 3 days in a row is pretty rough go.
Yeah. Tom, you mentioned volunteers. Are you still looking for people to give time and to help you with the event if they so desire?
Absolutely. We have all sorts of jobs available, anywhere from going out and helping chalk fields between games, raking a little bit. We need people to take money at the gate. Concession stand, we have that pretty well handled. From what Carmen Bumgarner is telling me. So I think we have that covered. There's scorekeepers, things like that, that if there's somebody that just wants to come out and watch a lot of softball and help out while they're there, run scoreboards even. You don't have to know a whole lot about baseball other than balls and strikes and innings and when it runs scores. That's about it. So. And if you're wrong, people usually let you know about it, too. So
yeah, they're pretty good at that, aren't they?
Yeah, they definitely are. But there's plenty of opportunities for volunteers, even just to come out and, just be there to help, whether it's take 20 minutes to fill in for somebody while they got to go to the bathroom or give them a little bit of break. We've got slots from 2 hours for certain things to 4 hours for other areas. If you can only be there for 2 hours, we'll take your help. We'd love to have you out and, kind of see what we're doing in the community and what we're trying to do for the future as well.
Tom, what are the age divisions that will be represented during the tournament this weekend?
So we have 12 and under, 14 and under, and then they've combined 16 and 18 and under, basically a high school age girls playing. So we'll just have those three age groups. We've got 12 teams in each of those brackets.
And then all of the games will be up at the Melham Ball Complex, is that correct?
We'll have some down at Tyke Arnold Field.
Okay.
We're planning right now that'll be mainly 12 and under teams will be playing down there. And mainly on Saturday they'll be there. And then a few games on Sunday will be down there as well. We'll bring all the championship games back up to Melham and finish everybody off up there. We'll kind of a different bracket. We just play two games of pool play and then jump right into the tournament. We'll actually start the bracket play on Saturday afternoon and have first round of games. Most of those will be finished on Saturday by about 8:30 Saturday night. We'll have those done. And then Sunday morning we'll start back into the bracket play and finish up probably around 7:30, 8 o'clock on Saturday evening with a couple of the age groups.
Well, I know it's going to be a busy weekend for you and your crew, but it sounds like it's going to be a very fun and exciting weekend too.
Yeah, it will be. It's always rewarding to see the efforts and then get the compliments from other teams. Broken Bow really needs to be proud of that facility up there. There's a lot of coaches and parents that complimented us last year on how nice the facility is up there, and that we should have been hosting tournaments for years. And that's just part of it. You know, just got to get the program to the point where we can sustain something like this. And the other thing is just as how well behaved and how well run the tournament was, how well behaved our players were. You know, they saw players out there helping rake the fields and do some things in between innings. We had a lot of support from the girls helping out with that too. So, but you know, it's a very rewarding to see that. And then Sunday evening, you know, that's usually you kind of finally take a breath and sit back and relax, and then you take a nap.
Yeah, I bet. I would think it would be a real long nap, Tom, after that weekend.
It definitely will be.
Hey, I know you've kind of touched on this, but I know that the public is invited, right, to attend, come out, watch the games. I know that, you know, we're still promoting the social distancing and everything, but as far as admittance into the game, things kind of seem like that's a little bit back to more normal, right?
That is correct, yeah. I haven't seen if there's anything recent changes in the last week, but I know, like NSAA, they're back. You know, they've said everything's back to normal, just like what you would do in the previous years. But the last governor or directive from Governor Ricketts was 75% occupancy. And right now, I mean, I couldn't tell you what our occupancy rate is there. I mean, there's a lot of room in the outfield, actually. Yeah. With those temporary fences out there, people don't have to sit behind the big steel fences. They could actually sit behind these temporary fences and be a little closer to the action. So there's plenty of room out there, and you know, the games move along pretty quickly, and you know, if you're done watching a game, you move on, go to the next game, or leave for a while, come back. And I think right now we're rates to get into the tournament aren't going to be too expensive, and we'll have a pass that'll get you into the whole tournament. I don't remember exactly what the price is. I probably should have had that, but it's not going to be very expensive. And those funds from that actually go back to helping pay for the umpires. And you know, when you're playing 90 games and have two umpires per game, it's pretty expensive there. But the entry fees and the gate fee, that helps cover some of that. So,
yeah. Tom, anything else you would like to mention that maybe we haven't touched on yet?
No, I don't think so, Brent. I think we appreciate the support of the community. We received a grant from the Travel and Tourism Board, and they gave us about a $5,000 grant. We really appreciate that. Just the support for DYO in general. From every year we have businesses around town, and there's so many. It's a pretty long list of businesses that are helping out and supporting DYO, and we greatly appreciate that. And you know, this is one of those things that's going to show hey, this is what we're doing with your money. We're making improvements to fields. We're getting kids out there to play ball, and we want this to continue forward for the next 50 to 100 years, and make it a sustainable program.
Well, at the end of the day, it's all about the kids, and it'll be fun watching the girls and all the teams compete this weekend.
Yep, absolutely. These girls, yeah, it's a shortened season, but they put a lot of effort into it, and they want to show off what they've got. And you know, I look for the spirit teams to do well in this tournament. We've got four. Well, we got one 12 and under team, and one 14 and under, and then two at the 16/18 and under age group. And I think you'll see some pretty good ball played by all of the spirit teams this year. They're pretty salty this year.
Well, Tom, we appreciate all you do through the DYO organization and with Spirit Softball, and we hope you have a great weekend.
All right. We appreciate it, Brent. Thanks.
That's Tom Griffith joining us on Central Nebraska's News Source.